Good day, everyone. This is Brenda. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call number 30 on the 28th of October, 2019 at 1900 UTC. The members attending the call include Pat, Cheryl, and Sebastian from ICANN.org, Jennifer, and Brenda, and Nagar will be joining us shortly. Technical writer Bernie is on the call. We have apologies from Osvaldo. And the meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Cheryl and Pat, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Pat, my internet's unstable. Can you wrangle this one, please?
Sure, not a problem. So I guess the first time we've got is welcome. We have the roll call. Any statements of interest, updates from myself, Cheryl, or Sebastian? Raise your hand or... Since there's only three of us, I guess we can just yell. Sebastian does not have one, he's indicated. I don't, and Cheryl, I don't think.
Well, I'm not really, but I do, in as much as the annual general meeting of Debt Australia was held yesterday, and I have been reappointed as a board member. I'm still a board member, but I've been reappointed as the Vice Chair International and continuing the Honorary Treasurer. So it's more of a continuation than a change. Thanks.
Okay, so I think the note should be that you haven't learned your lesson yet.
So still as crazy as ever, that is true, yes.
Okay, very good. And we have applause from Sebastian. Very good. All right, so next item was to update the work plan coming out of Singapore, and we have suggestions. And Jennifer, if you will take us through that, please.
Sure, thanks, Pat. This is Jennifer. I hope that we can do this fairly quickly because most of the updates are just changing things to 100%, or so I have suggested. So hopefully Brenda can pull up the work plan in the Zoom room and I'll just post the link into the chat there. So you will see that I made yellow highlights where I do think that we can update the work plan. And the first item of that is row or line 29, identify briefings and data sources needed. We had initially indicated this would be complete in June. It's at 75% at the moment. We had left it as not complete since particularly the board work party had suggested back in September that there might be more information requested. I believe that they have made those requests now. The question is whether we can mark this as 100% or if you want to leave it like around 95%. Obviously, we understand that recently you made requests such as information on the ODI and ITI. We keep changing the acronyms. I think those are the current ones. Maybe it's ODP. Anyway, should we update this line to 195? Cheryl is saying, and Bernie is saying 95 as well. So I'm going to go with that unless any objections. Okie dokie, excellent. Okay, so let's move on then to conduct review, the survey. So the next line item that we've highlighted is the analysis of the survey results, which Bernie so speedily did back in September. And I believe we can mark this as 100%. This is line item number 37. And then he also incorporated the analysis of the results into the report with the help of the team. So I think we can mark this as 100%. Bernie has noted he has redone with ESSAC results, and hopefully that is the last time you'll have to redo those results, Bernie. So I'm marking these as 100, not hearing any objections. All right. So, and this is the last section I'm going to do because this is going to be, executive summary first. So I talked with Bernie about this, and since So this is line items, subject background, review scope, methodology. These are the three items that should be complete based on the work plan date of 23rd of October. Bernie suggested updating to 50% since a lot of the report executive summary is still in flux. So unless anybody has objections, I will update those to 50. Sebastian, please go ahead.
It was a question for before it was updated, and I am sure Bernie and you have done it, but we will see it in the next version of the document, I guess, because 4.0 is closed, and it will be including in the, I don't know, 5.0 or something like that. Is that the situation?
Bernie, do you want to
answer that? He answer in the chat. Okay, thank you. That's great.
Okay, great.
Jennifer, before you start up again, I wanted to recognize that KC has joined us.
Hi, KC. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay, so let's move on then. We'll update those to 50% as well as the background. So we're moving on to issue one, which is board. This is the only issue that we're going to do of the 13, I believe, because they're all basically the same, unless anybody would like me to go through all of them. I suspect not. Okay, so issue one, board, introduction already complete. So ATRT2 assessment is at 75% currently. I suggested updating these to 100% based on the work in Singapore, and also the same for the survey results. I suggested updating that to 100% based on the discussions in Singapore. Bernie marks green check. I'm seeing no objections or concerns there. So, and the other item that I suggested to update is the analysis of information and identification of issues, number 3.3. Again, 25% was the previous number. I suggested updating that to 100% post-Singapore. Sebastian, please. Sebastian, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
Yes, I was talking. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Sebastian Bachelet is speaking. Yes, for the... Okay, I need to go to my document. Line 58, that's 3.3, analysis of information and identification of issue. I used to say for the other... it will be the same, but I am not talking about the other, but just specifically for the board work party, I suggest that we leave some room for some possibility, because I don't think we are 100%. There are still some information we are gathering and analysis we need to do. Therefore, I would like to suggest that we keep this to 75%, and more globally, I think that if we put 100% right now, it will not allow or the input that we will be taken into account during ICANN 66, and maybe for the other work party, it could be more than 75, but less than 100. That's my suggestion about this 3.3 in the issue one board. Thank you.
Thanks. Bernie?
Thank you. I get Sebastian's point. So instead of 100, I also agree with it to a certain degree. So why don't we, he wants 75 for section three board. That's fair. But for the other ones, I think we probably can go to 90, and that still leaves enough wiggle room for us to take in the input that we will be seeking at ICANN 66. Thank you.
Okay, I see Sebastian and Cheryl both agree with that. Any objections to 75% for board and 90 for the other sections? Okay, this is very good, thank you. All right, so I think with that, we can call this item on the agenda as complete. So what I will do is I will make those updates and circulate this revised version to the plenary list so that everybody has a chance to look at the updates and weigh in if anybody has any concerns. And then we can go ahead and we'll have an updated work plan out of Singapore. So congratulations. And thank you for your time on this. I know it's not the most fun item, but it's important to keep it updated. With that, I will hand it back to you, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. This is Pat. And it is the most fun part for me because I love Gantt charts. I think they're awesome. All right. So the next topic we have on the agenda is the development of Wednesday's agenda. I think there we go. Based on the doodle poll, we will be moving to the 11 o'clock UTC slot. So I think that's great. Thanks everyone for being responsive who was. In terms of the agenda, as we go through it, Bernie, I've got some notes, and I don't know if you captured the same notes, that once we would get to number three or maybe number, that we had some items that required follow-up from Singapore, and I've got the sections written down. I don't know if you wrote those sections down as well. But like three.
Well, I wrote them in the document, and I haven't gone through picking them, but I do remember and was going to bring up that we certainly have to go back to section 7 PDPs. There were a few other ones, but I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head right now.
Yes. So as I was going through my notes, we had some in section 3.2.4 and one in section 4.2.1, which is point 14. And I think those are the three that I pulled out of my notes that we needed to, that we needed to go back and have a conversation on. So would we want to have that on Wednesday, or do we want to wait till we get to Montreal on and have that on Friday? Bernie, go ahead.
I think on some of those, section 3 and section 7, it'll be worth to get the ball rolling. I would suggest we, even if we don't finish them, we at least start them and get a lay of the land so we're well prepared to have a go at them in Montreal. Thank you.
And Sebastian?
Yeah, I guess I was offering to write one, to rewrite one of the issue. I don't remember the number and I must check. As I will be traveling tomorrow and we will have the call, I am not sure that I will be really able to do it before the call. If I can do it, I will. But if not, I hope that you will give me until the meeting face-to-face in Montreal. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, for that. So on the agenda, if we could insert between 3 and 4, and because Cheryl likes to have an odd number of items on the agenda, we could do a 3A. That would be to catch up on specific outstanding items, and I will send you the number, the sections that I have. And Bernie, if you can find it in your notes, if you would send those sections to Jennifer as well. We'll go ahead and plug those in at that point in time, and Sebastian, whatever we don't get to from that, we'll cover on, you know, early on Friday, or we'll have a slot for it on Friday. Everybody good with that? I see a yes from Bernie.
I'm okay.
Vonda said okay. Sebastian's good. All right, very good. So let's make that happen. And then for the fourth item, go ahead and remind everybody that it has not updated the doodle poll as to what meetings they will be able to attend that we have scheduled with the community during Montreal. Any concerns about that? And that'll be just a quick touch point to say, let's get it done. And then we'll go into the accountability indicators, the document that has been pulled together that we touched on a high level while we were in Singapore. We'll get into a deep dive of that. That'll be the majority of our meeting on Wednesday. Anything that anybody wants to add on that? Yes, Bernie, please go ahead.
Thanks, Pat. I'm actually rewriting the accountability indicators after some of the comments I got in Singapore, and that one is not my priority. I hope to have it done by the time we hit Montreal. We can certainly have a look at it on Wednesday, but the new version is going to be a little different versus the comments that are made. So we may want to push that one to Montreal.
So we only touched on a couple of topics as we went through it. Is there any value to call out specific sections that we would review ahead of time that you've either not touched and we haven't discussed to get a head start? Because I think it'd be good to have some conversation to start that. But if not, that's fine. We can wait until Montreal.
Well, I've done some work on it, and although I don't have a document, I certainly can lead you through some of the early work. I finished one section, and that can give you a really good idea. So I'll have that, and then we can walk our way through the first section completely. And I think we can look at the other indicators if we have time, but I'm just warning people, I just haven't had time to finish rewriting all of it yet.
All right, let's plan on doing that as you suggested, Bernie. We'll go through the section that we think is close, and we'll get everybody primed to review it in that light between Wednesday and Friday, and then we'll have a deeper dive discussion on Friday. Is everybody good with that?
Okay for me.
Cheryl, Vonda, yes. Sebastian, yes. Bernie, yes. Casey, what do you think?
I just want to highlight that I have a conflict on Friday because the SSR2 meeting is all day Friday. So I'm going to have to timeshare, and I'll definitely try to read this before the start of that. And maybe if there's sections I need to be on, we can focus. I can engineer my time so that I'm at the ATR2 meeting for those. ATR3.
You have a fun plan for yourself, Casey, while you're in Montreal.
What?
You have way too much fun planned for yourself.
I'm not going to be in Montreal. That's the only way I can do it, is to just zoom to one room and zoom to the other room.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, very good. So we'll go ahead and do that. Then we'll cover all of the business and then close as we normally do. So any questions? Yes, Sebastian, I see your hand raised.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to be sure that when you talk about the section 3 something, it's the 3.2.1.10 that we are talking about when you...
Yeah, so the notes that I have as follow-up action, I didn't put your name next to it, Sebastian, so that may be what you captured for yourself, but I captured 3.2.4.11.4 and 3.2.4.13 and 14 are the three that I captured in my notes as to be discussed in plenary on 10:30. That's the note that I took. I didn't specifically take it for your name.
No, because it's can you repeat again the three numbers? I would like to check three.
3.2.4.11.4 and then 3.2.4.13 and then 3.2.4.14.
Okay, then there is also, we have agreed that I would have to rework about the 3.2.1.10.
3.2.1.10.
It's a recommendation, ATRT 210.5. And that's something I was supposed to, I need to do.
Okay.
Okay, but I will check for the other. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. All right, do we have, so we're closed on the agenda for Wednesday. All right, I see no additional hands or comments in the chat. So do we have any other business for today? Item number 4 on the agenda. Yes, Sebastian, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Pat. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Just a question, it's, I guess you will prepare the agenda for the face-to-face meeting. Because to be sure that we have all the question we raised during Singapore taken care during the face-to-face meeting in Montreal?
Great question. So we probably need to have a confirmation of agenda on Wednesday. Or as Bernie is suggesting in the chat room, is that the first thing that we do on the 30th? Well, no, yes, on Wednesday we need to do that. I was confusing 30th with Montreal, so 30th is Wednesday. So let's put that in an item on the agenda between 5 and 6, please. Thank you, Bernie. And we'll finalize that on Wednesday as well. Thank you, Sebastian, for the suggestion. Very helpful. Any other business?
Pat, Cheryl here. Surely that can be the any other business item listed as item 6 on our agenda for the 30th. I don't think it needs to be an extra agenda item, but I think under 6AOB, a Singapore agenda, and then anything else.
Very good. Anybody have a problem with that suggestion?
Except it'll be the Montreal agenda, but yes.
Yeah. I was with you. I was with you.
It is.
I know it's early in your morning.
Oh, it is. And the sun is rising right through my hotel window. So I'm, you know, sitting here trying to shade my eyes until it gets past.
Very good. Good luck. All right, so if you've got nothing else, Jennifer, if you will take us through our confirm our decisions reached, please.
Thank you. I just captured a couple of action items. First of all, for myself to update the work plan and share to the list. And also for me, update the agenda for the meeting on Wednesday with the specific report sections and the Montreal agenda under AOB. So let me know if I missed anything. Back to you. Thanks, Pat.
Jennifer, I think that's got it. I think we're good. So before we close, any last items? Seeing no hands, no comments. All right. I will see you all on the 11th, or I'm sorry, on the 30th at 11 UTC.
Thank you.
There's an 11 in there somewhere, Pat. All right.
It certainly is.
Okay, everybody. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. I'll not be able to attend the next meeting.
I've noted that apology, Amanda. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Safe trip.
Yes.
Thank you, Amanda.